And join us now from the Valley City High School tennis team, Kelly Helgrimson, Reagan Inkstead, doubles team qualifying for state EDC runners-up. How are you guys doing today?
We're good.
Pretty good, yeah.
You guys played the tournament over the weekend. Let's start with the doubles dual tournament for you guys. Unfortunately, you lose your two matches. As a team, you guys get eliminated. How did you feel each of you played in the dual tournament, and how did you feel after getting eliminated?
I think we played really well. We just went up against teams that were better in the end. We went three sets with a lot of people. Me and Callie got our matches, but then we needed another win, and every match went three sets, so it could have gone either way, and we just ended up losing.
The EDC this year seemed more than at least a couple years I've been here. There was the top of the EDC and then the middle of the EDC where you guys were, where one or two matches made a difference. You played Shanley. They only had one more win, but were three seeds above you guys. Did you feel that showed in the matches that you played in the dual tournament and from other matches maybe you watched?
No, it was all pretty close. Most of the matches could have gone either way. It was just who showed up ready to play.
You guys then had to bounce back from rain delay in that and losing your two matches to turning right around and playing in the doubles tournament coming up. That was that Friday and Saturday. What did you guys each have to do to maybe get ready to change the mindset and work on the doubles tournament?
We knew that we were supposed to come into the tournament. We were the number one seed, and we knew we were supposed to do well, so we just had to play like there was no pressure on us, and we just had to play relaxed and calm, because in the quarterfinals and the semifinals, we lost the first set pretty bad and then came back to win the last two sets. And I think in the first set of both of those matches, we just played super tense and, because we, were expected to win, so we just played super tense. So, and then finally after the first set, we were, just relax, and we settled in and got it done.
We just had to play together as a team and keep each other from getting frustrated and keep our spirits up, not get down on ourselves.
You guys played together now for a few years. When did you start playing together as a team, and what really worked well for you guys in the beginning to stay together?
We started playing together last year, and I just think we're both pretty energetic people, and we're a good doubles team. We love each other, so it's awesome.
And we're never too serious on the court. We always gotta have a couple laughs.
You guys play singles flights during the team portion of the tournament and during the course of the season. Do you guys ever watch each other play singles and then give each other advice and break down each other's game?
Yeah, actually in singles and doubles, we'll be because we both know a lot about tennis, so we can both pretty much coach each other. So if we see each other not tossing it high enough or anything, we'll just be hey, do this, and then we'll figure it out, and we just help each other out. We're each other's coaches.
When it comes to doubles competition, what would you say is each other's role on the team, and what do you think are your strengths and maybe weaknesses that you guys piece together?
Well, Reagan just smacks the ball really hard, and then I put it away at the net most of the time.
Yeah, I'd say I'm a pretty good server.
Yeah.
And so once I can get my first serve in, Kelly just puts it away, and Callie, I would say, is stronger at the baseline than me. So once she hits a good shot cross court, I can just poach it and put it away.
You guys have yourself a pretty good seed. You guys will be the two seed out of the East for the doubles tournament. I don't remember who you guys were supposed to play in that first round, but I'm sure you guys know. What do you know about the first round competition and what's to be expected?
We've never played the team that we play first round. They're from St. Mary's, but if you're at state, you're good, so we just got to be on top of our game right away.
You've been to state years before. Do you know what to expect in terms of the competition, the atmosphere, and how to get ready for matches?
I just feel like anything can happen in tournament play, so you just got to be on your game all the time and just take it one game at a time and hope for the best.
Got to block out the noise of the audience and just feel no pressure on yourself.
So Reagan, you're a senior. This will be your last year. Callie, you got more years of tennis left behind you for the Highliners. Do you feel that you learned something from your teammate who's been around so maybe you can take the torch a little bit more next year, being one of the older, more experienced players?
Yeah, Reagan's definitely taught me a lot about tennis. Not just like technique, but having confidence in myself. And yeah, I'm ready to bring that to the rest of the team.
Overall, with the doubles tournament, who would you say is going to be the top team to beat, and what's it going to take to get onto that state championship game again?
I think the number one from the West is pretty good. So if we make it to the semis, we'll see them. And we just got to be on our game. And then, of course, the number one team from Cheyenne is always pretty dominant. But, I mean, we were right there with them last tournament. They just came out on top. So we just got to do our thing, and hopefully we'll come up on top.
That was Reagan Ingstead and Callie Hallgrimson, the doubles team from Valley City High School that qualified for the state tournament. They'll begin play in Grand Forks on Friday.